Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 31.
Moisturize me!
Part 1. Hello, folks. Welcome to this week's episode of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. We're trying hard to get off to a good start this week at Swimming Cat Studios. After the bad showing we've made the last 2 weeks, we really want to make it up to you. So, we are returning to philosophy today. I've been researching this one for a while, and while there are many differing views, it seemed like a good idea to address it as we head into the summer heat. So, without any further ado,
on with the philosophy!
Julie asked about this topic a while ago, and it has taken me some time to get up on some of the latest thinking. Today, we're looking at hydration and what it takes to stay hydrated.
Moisturize me.
For some reason, it seems to be a subject that keeps coming up in health circles. I think that most people have heard it said that the medical establishment says that everyone should drink at least 8 8-ounce servings of water each day. That comes out to half a gallon of water a day, or a little bit less than 2 liters. And to me, that doesn't sound like a lot. But quite a lot of people have issues with drinking that much water on a consistent basis. Prevailing thought is that water is the best way to get hydrated.
Moisturize me.
This would seem to make sense. If you're losing water, you should replace it with water, right? Well, maybe not. But before we get into the science, let's look at some of the practical aspects. For some reason, a lot of folks have difficulty drinking plain water in any quantity. Maybe they feel that the taste is too bland, or maybe their local water has a strange taste and they are outraged at how expensive bottled water is in most markets. Most folks have no problems drinking coffee, or tea, or other water-based drinks, but they can't bring themselves to drink straight H2O. Naturally, I have a few thoughts on the matter. First off, it isn't a race. Yes, you need to drink a half gallon of water a day, but it isn't like you have to drink it all at once. You have all day to drink it down. You could drink 20 ounces of water with each meal and a little extra sip before bedtime, and you'd have it done easily. I think that if most people just kept a glass of water to hand all day, they'd be surprised at how often they end up drinking it down and having to refill it. I think the hardest part of getting your daily water in is actually keeping track of how much water you drink. Practically speaking, it is a great idea to have some sort of water bottle that you carry with you just about all the time. It doesn't have to be big, as long as you know how much it holds and how often you have to refill it. And I must admit that Camelback has an impressive line of backpacks, small pouches, and bottle holsters, all designed at making it easy for you to carry your water with you. Unfortunately, they're not sponsoring the podcast. Fortunately, they do have competitors, so you can probably find some way to conveniently carry around water with you. And this is especially important if you are going to be exercising. When you sweat, you lose fluids at a faster rate, and it is very important to be able to replace those fluids on the go.
Moisturize me.
So you should always have a supply of drinkable water at hand when exercising. Now, to confuse all this, there are those whose approach to hydration gets a bit fanatical. These persons will typically tell you that if you're not drinking pure, unadulterated water, it doesn't count. Bullshit. If you look at what the medical studies actually say, they recommend fluids to keep your body hydrated. Not pure water, not even saline, which is salt water, which you get intravenously in the hospital when you get treated for something like dehydration. When you get down to it, the doctors just say fluids. Ultimately, what fluids you choose to put into your body is up to you. Now, some folks will say that coffee and tea don't count because both of those are diuretics, which means that they will make you head off to the bathroom more often to pee. The reasoning goes like this. Since diuretics make you pee, you will end up losing more fluids than you are taking in and actually dehydrate yourself. Yeah. Sure. Look, if you're drinking a lot of fluids, you will go to the bathroom more often. If some of those fluids that you're drinking are diuretics, you will go to the bathroom more frequently. But so far, there is no evidence that you will pee more fluid. If you're worried about it, up your fluid intake. But it is silly to say that coffee and tea don't count. They are almost entirely water. Which is not to say that there aren't some drinks that you should stay away from when getting your daily fluids. Specifically, you should stay away from any drink that has lots of sugar in it. That means beware of sodas with sugar or high fructose corn syrup. Beware of sweetened tea, some of which also has high fructose corn syrup instead of real sugar. Watch out for so-called energy drinks that have high amounts of sugar in them. Now, I'm not saying that you can't drink these things. That is your choice. What I am saying is that if you rely on these drinks to get your daily fluids, you're going to be ingesting a ton of sugar with it and consuming more calories than your body knows what to do with. Yes, that goes for alcohol too. You can have a beer or two, but don't depend on them for your daily fluids. And be aware of the calories you're consuming as part of that frosty brew. And yes, that goes for most of the Starbucks coffees out there. Those Frappuccinos have a ton of sugar in them. In fact, if you look at nutritional info for Starbucks, you'll see that some of their drinks have more than your daily recommended calories in them. That is all the calories for your entire day in one tall Starbucks. And then some. I'd rather have some food. Again, it is your choice to determine what you will and won't count. I count unsweetened tea and use artificial sweeteners. I count diet sodas. I count water flavored with Crystal Light or any of these similar sugar-free flavors. I know other folks who won't drink these things because they are concerned about the chemicals in them. Folks, everything is made of chemicals. That is their choice. This is mine. And instead of going into the science part now, I'm going to save that for another episode. Well, this has already gotten pretty long. For now, remember, replace your fluids.
Moisturize me, moisturize me.
Next time, we'll look at the fact that when you sweat, you're losing more than just water. Feedback! I know I may have set a few heads spinning with that discussion just now, but you haven't completely lost it. I've moved the feedback section up in the lineup this week. I got an email from Hugh O'Donnell this past week. Hugh and I met briefly at Balticon this year. Hugh has been listening to the podcast since then and sent me a couple of promos that he's made recently. Thanks, Hugh.
Off to the scales!
And since Hugh provided some more promos for me, I thought I'd let you hear one of them while you digest today's philosophy. And I'll just nip off to the scales in the meantime. Back in a bit.
Hi, this is Hugh, the host and editor of the Way of the Buffalo podcast. Twice a month, we present the best short fiction of all genres, thought-provoking interviews, and other diverse entertainments. You can find us online at wayofthebuffalopodcast.blogspot.com or search for us on iTunes. Some people say that short fiction is going the way of the buffalo. Come join us, won't you?
That was Hugh's Way of the Buffalo podcast. I'm always glad to help support venues for short fiction. While I love a good novel, I feel that there will always be room for short fiction, and that it is a great way to explore ideas that haven't necessarily really matured quite yet.
The Weigh-In.
This week, I am back up to 285 pounds. I don't seem to have escaped from this plateau quite yet. Of course, my eating hasn't been the best this week. Well, actually Saturday. Let me tell you about it.
The Week in Review.
In my eating, well, I started good, but I ended bad. I actually did much better with it, keeping reasonably within the plan until Saturday. Saturday, I went to two events. One was a Harry Potter party that had a bunch of sweet treats around. The other one was a party with a lot of munch food. And I just couldn't stop munching. In hindsight, I know that part of it was my body telling me that it wasn't getting what it needed. Then again, the food choices that I had weren't going to supply that need. I should have realized that and stopped myself. But I didn't. Last week, I had mentioned the back pains that I was having. I had started getting some relief by taking small doses of painkillers at the beginning of this week. Since I didn't want to strain my back and injure it more while trying to get it to heal, I kept putting my exercise off, and then went on into missing exercises. I only got one exercise done last week, and that was Thursday. My wife and I had planned on going back to the pool that day, but she was feeling sleepy, so I ended up going for a 2-mile walk instead. And my performance showed that I hadn't been keeping up with the exercise. It was bad.
Lessons learned.
Screw-ups happen. No matter how good your intentions, you can easily screw up without realizing it. Planning is what helps you keep with the program. You need to make a plan and stick with it. I failed to plan and got myself derailed.
Moving forward.
Starting over, I need to get back to the exercise again and keep myself focused on managing my food. I've got another party coming up this Saturday, but this time I have a plan in mind. I just need to keep with it. Well, that seems to be it for this week's show. So, while you wait to hear from me again, why not let me hear from you? Just leave a comment on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com or send me a voicemail at 240-745-5022 or head on over to Facebook and join the discussion on the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project page. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Scalesley. That's Scales, L-E-A. Please leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley. If you've got a podcast or a special event, please send me a promo or otherwise tell me about it. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And if you've got a little something to spare and you'd like to show your appreciation, we've got a tip jar waiting for you. And above all that, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
Okay, let's see if we can get this one done without interruptions. Which is not to say that there aren't some drinks that you should stay away. I was starting to get some relief by taking small doses of painkillers. And at the beginning of the week, I did more of this. I just screwed that all up. Let's try that again. And keep myself mocused? What's a mocus? That was pointless. I don't need a break here.